This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
All right. That is a record that I just hit, and we are on the air, coming to you live on digital recording. What Is This Blank podcast? Hello, everybody. Welcome back again. This week we are doing the classic blockbuster smash hit, Gleaming the Cube, starring Christian Slater and a whole bunch of other people. 1980 something. What was it? 1989. So this kid, it's kind of a skateboarding movie. He's a skateboarder punk kid. He's, you know, the rebel, teen angst, you know. Oh, I fucking hate my parents. And the classic story, his parents adopted a Vietnamese kid when he was little. You know that classic story. You see it in every goddamn movie these days. So you got the skater kid and all of his skater friends. Some of his skater friends are a bunch of skateboarder guys from around then. The only one I can remember is Tony Hawk. He's the Pizza Hut kid, drives the Pizza Hut truck. And his brother is working for his girlfriend's father, finds something wrong with a shipping manifest. The weight is like thousands of pounds off. He brings it to the father's attention, and the father's like, you suck at math, so you can't do this job anymore. And then the other Vietnamese guy that works there is kind of like listening in, and then for some reason this kid decides to go investigate, and he breaks into a warehouse. And, that scene where he breaks in, and then all of a sudden the lights turn on in the warehouse, and then he goes and apparently hides. We don't see where he hides, and the owner comes around the corner. And he's like, who are you, the cops? He's like, I'm the owner. But we can't see where he hid. Did he just, like, do one of those things where he just stood behind, like, a pole that's only, like, 4 inches wide and was like, can't see me, he can't see. Oh, Jesus.
I'm enjoying your recap better than I enjoyed the movie, so keep going.
So this guy takes Christian Slater's Vietnamese brother to a hotel, and another Vietnamese guy accidentally kills him. So now, of course, it's only up to Christian Slater and his skate buddies to figure out who murdered his brother, because they framed it as a suicide. So now he's got to skate around everywhere, and then he goes to Vietnamese town to try to figure out, see if anybody can translate it, but all those people are super nice to him. But still, they won't do it. Especially the last little old guy the guy's like, no, no, no. He's like, geez, all right, settle down. And he goes into the pool hall, and then after the pool hall, the one Vietnamese guy that killed his Vietnamese brother, he follows him out because he's like, I got to figure out where this guy went because he knows our secret. And Christian Slater is now, he's still skating all around Los Angeles, to where that chase scene there too is just how Christian Slater just is going throughout all the streets of Los Angeles, and he finally gets with this guy, and he fakes him out, and then he catches up to him, and then he's like, obviously, since I'm a 16-year-old kid, what I should do is jump in the back seat of this car of this guy that's been following me around town. Oh, Jesus. So then he goes and he witnesses another murder, and then he's got it. And then the, oh, geez. So that's just kind of a thing. And then all of his skate buddies show up. And okay. So I remember that movie when I was a kid as being fucking the tits. It was awesome. Steven, what did you think?
Never heard of it until you told me we were going to watch it.
Well, you are like 10 years younger than us, so.
True. But, yeah, I thought it was, I mean, I don't know. It was a classic story, like you said. We see it all the time. It's, I don't know. I actually took down notes on this one because it was so crazy at times. So I got my own notes, but I don't want to jump too far ahead.
Kevin, thoughts on the movie?
I want to talk about Vin for a minute. his brother, Vin. Yep. Vin is pretty cool. Vin's got a sweet moped. Yep. He's got a sweet girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's got a supercomputer.
Yeah.
He smokes.
Yep. He smokes.
Wouldn't this have been a better movie if Christian Slater died and Vin solved the crime?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, he had cool acid wash jeans too, and he wore like button up shirts that he tucked in like AC Slater.
Right.
You know,
Vietnamese AC Slater.
He was. Yeah.
The only problem with that though is we wouldn't have learned the important lesson that it's important to dress nice to be accepted by others.
Correct.
And change who you are. So people will actually believe you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You, unless you look like Zach Morris, you're not getting any play in the Vietnamese community. That's
correct. Yeah. Yeah. And kind of going on that, how fucking creepy is it that Christian Slater almost immediately started going after his dead brother's girl?
Very creepy.
Like, at first I was like, oh, maybe he just wants to know her because he knows something's up. But no, it turned pretty flirty pretty quick. Even if your bro's dead, there's still a bro code, dude. I mean,
well, she was open to it. She was open to it as well. I mean, I don't even think the dirt had settled, and she was already kind of leaning his way.
He's just a skater boy. He's a skater boy.
You put on a pink button-up shirt, and you know
she's that causes awful. Your mom to scream and drop the dishes while she's doing the dishes. Drops dishes. Dad crashes his car.
Let's talk my favorite quote for a second.
Mm.
You know when Bobby. When Christian Slater's hiding in the back seat of the car, and Bobby's getting killed. Right before he gets killed, he says, "Don't give me a jerk off hand job."
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But that was awesome.
Yeah. I know I had caught that before, but today when I was listening to it, I was like, ooh, which one of us is going to bring that up?
That was awesome. If you're going to
rewind it.
Yeah.
Don't give me a jerk-off hand job.
And he got one?
I want to go where he's going. Because you get a jerk-off and a hand job? Wow. Oh, those are good times. I'm going to jump back to the very beginning of these skater kids' day. First of all, the security everywhere in this movie around in L.A. is horrible.
When they leave the airport.
Yeah, apparently it's just that easy to get on the tarmac of LAX. Or not LAX, they were John Wayne International. But still, just fucking riding their skateboards around on the old tarmac there. Yeah, hey boys, what's going on? Yeah, look at all this open pavement. Have at it. And then they have the whole thing with, come on, man, you gotta take us up in your plane and we'll fly around with this map. Look at houses to skateboard in, and it's like, A, if you knew where all these places were, why didn't you just take Pizza Hut truck and go scout him yourself? I mean, airplane fuel's not cheap. There's no way they gave that guy like $400 for him to fly around looking at goddamn pools.
That whole opening sequence reminded me of an old, like, Capri Sun commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it did.
All my friends are coming home for school. Capri Sun! Capri Sun!
But,
don't give
you know
me
what?
A jerk-off hand job.
Give me a Capri Sun.
Yeah, Mom. And the parents parents look at each other, do the side head nod, and shake their heads like, no, oh, those kids.
That's Ben.
That's our adopted son, Ben.
Hey, kids, check out our new flavor of Capri Sun, jerk-off hand job. Oh, and then, so they find the one pool place. They go to the pool, abandoned house. Yabo, cracks his head open, and they send detectives out for that.
Yep.
I was like, there's probably could have been another way for you to introduce.
No other way.
Detective Lucero, or the fuck frig his name was. other than we're calling detectives out to some trespassing kids, that doesn't make no sense. That's a misuse allocation of resources, I think.
Well, I like how they got busted for trespassing, and they're like, "Hey, we're just trying to have fun."
Yeah.
Like, okay, well then, we'll send all these cops home. We'll let you go. We didn't know you were just having fun.
We're just shooting a Capri Sun commercial. Oh, yeah.
We're trying this new trick. It's called jerk off hand job. It's where two of us are riding side by side. One's jerking off, and the other one's giving a hand job. So back off us, adults. So that whole thing, yeah. I mean, back then, you know, when you're a kid watching it, you're like, oh, these guys are so cool. But I'm like, these are just some vandalizing, trespassing little twats. I mean, you can't.
I mean, one of them has to have a job at Pizza Hut, right? How yep. often does Tony Hawk get the Pizza Hut truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works at Pizza Hut.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. The rest?
I don't know if the rest of them have jobs at all. But looking at the houses they all live in, I don't think they need jobs.
Well, did Yabo live in like a prepper underground facility?
Yeah, yes.
And he would build like futuristic skateboards out of his bomb shelter bedroom.
Dude, that was the coolest skateboard of all time.
We have to give them a little credit because all the kids I knew skateboarding growing up would never be caught dead wearing a helmet or knee pads or gloves, nothing. These guys at least practice some safety.
That was probably when they were testing it. They were like testing little test audiences or something. And there was some Karen from back in the day going, "Those boys should be wearing knee pads and helmets because I don't want my kid going out and skateboarding not wearing a helmet or knee pads. I want him to think it's cool."
What it was a scene at the end where he jumps through the air, and if that he wasn't wearing a helmet, that bullet would have killed him. But since he was wearing a helmet, he deflected the bullet and knocked over the guy.
I'm not so sure that guy's aim was that good. I don't think the bullet connected anywhere because it was kind of like And one thing that got me too is like when they're in the house, like this little there's nostalgia already because I've seen the movie. But I don't know about you guys, but Christian Slater's side of the bedroom is like how my bedroom looked. Like I would get like, well, you know, you'd have like the magazines, either your skater magazines or your music magazines.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably had pictures of skateboarders on there. I had athletes. I had bands. I know I had Twisted Sister, Rat, Motley Crue. I had all these types of little, you know, things from not necessarily posters, but I just ripped out of magazines and put up on the wall. Skateboard stickers, all that shit.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't think Kevin did. He's shaking his head like, nah.
I could see you with a topless Jose Canseco poster like on your door.
No. That would have been your brother.
Yeah.
Your brother would have had that.
Yeah.
Jose Canseco?
That's right.
And Cold Stone? Cone Stoled? What is it?
Cone Stoled.
Does your brother listen to this show?
No.
Oh. Well, then he's a jerk anyway, so I'm glad I did that, you know?
He's got no time for this.
Yeah, I got no time for that. Oh, man. So, Steven, earlier you said you didn't want to jump ahead too much. What were some of the stuff that you had thoughts of?
Well, there are a lot of random bullet points, a lot of judgmental ass people. I really liked how, because at one point I thought, is this really a skate movie, though? Because, like, we saw some skateboards at the beginning, and then you see some here and there, but I love, like, right after he finds out that his brother's dead, you see him, and you're like, oh, he's grieving. No, he's killing it on a half pipe.
That's how he grieves. That's how he deals.
He does that twice in the movie, once after the funeral, and once where he just yells out, they killed my brother! And then he just twirls away the pain, like, in that half pipe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, what was Slater's name again? Brian? No. Christian Slater's?
Wait, what?
What was Christian Cop? Slater's? No, Christian Slater's
oh,
name.
Brian.
Brian.
Brian. Yeah. It's Brian, we know you're going through something. Quit twirling so much, man. We get it.
But they killed my brother.
Twirl, twirl.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Guys, just real quick, the makers of this movie really thought that driving over people was a really good way to kill somebody. First with the motorcycles, then Bobby in the car, then with the motorcycles at the end. Mm-hmm. All they're doing is just trying to, like, drive over them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got guns. Especially if the first time didn't work. You're like, you know, maybe just shoot them.
Too much of a mess. You gotta use a wet towel. Strangle them.
Is that a thing? I didn't get the wet towel. Is it better and more efficient with a wet towel?
I'm guessing it just makes it harder. Like, when you get it wet and then wring it out, it kind of makes it harder, maybe?
Okay.
And by the way, I don't think Bobby accidentally killed Vinny. I think he did it on purpose. I'm just saying. That's what I think.
He was sure ready to do it again. I mean, he was so concerned about killing Vince. And then when he saw Brian, he's like, well, I've done it once. I can keep doing this.
Got to kill the white boy now.
There was one scene where I couldn't believe what I saw, where where Brian is looking into the warehouse, and he uses his skateboard and the trucks of the skateboard to help climb himself over some barbed wire, but then flat out lays on the barbed wire with his clothing. And it does absolutely nothing. So not only does he have like a futuristic skateboard, but he's got like barbed wire proof apparel.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
It was those cool gloves he wore the whole movie.
Oh, those two.
like when he first gets chased by those three guys on the motorcycle, you know, Lawndale wants to speak to you. Yeah, sure he does. But before that, he's putting on his fingerless gloves, you know. Because he might be dressed like a preppy, but you know what? He's still got his cool shit in his backpack. You better watch out. I also
he might be holding onto a car going 70 miles an hour down the highway in the next 10 minutes. You don't know.
And I still can't figure out why he went from skater kid to that preppy who rode a bicycle, but then for some reason for that one trip, now he's on a skateboard again?
I don't know.
Thought that was kind of weird. And I didn't realize that skateboards could outrun motorcycles on hills.
Well, he had those black wheels that he requested special.
Not yet. This was still his old skateboard.
He had his arms behind him. He was doing the move. He had the wind resistance.
Because that was when he thrashed his original board driving over the cop car.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
His dad rips it out from the police officer at the station and see Christian Slater go, "Oh, it's thrashed. Look at it. It's thrashed." He's like, "Yeah, buddy." Oh. And then one part that I watched this movie a couple weeks ago and then I watched it again this morning. But what got me when I watched it a couple weeks ago was when Brian tells Yabo, "Hey, you got to get the boys together." So they get the boys together. And then he calls them on the Pizza Hut payphone that's outside Pizza Hut. Yeah. And Christian Slater goes, "They're heading south on this road." And the guy's like, "All right, let's go." And then Lawndale, or whatever, the white guy's name now, makes about 75 turns, goes around different streets, through the culvert, all this type of shit. And then all of a sudden, the fucking skater kids are there? It's like, you gave him one direction, and then the car makes 100 turns, and you still manage to meet up with them? There's just so many of these, like, holes in that movie where they weren't thinking about writing at all. They were like, no continuity, no, just like, we gotta have a cool scene right here for no reason.
Well, the skateboarders really did nothing at the end of that. You know, they just kept jumping in and out of the thing, and what did they really do? It was just an excuse to put some cool skateboarding in a shitty movie.
Yeah, the only thing they did was make them turn on that.
Yeah, but that was the Pizza Hut truck that made them turn. It wasn't even the skateboard.
Yeah.
So it was pointless.
If you listen to the skate, that was my favorite part. If you listen to them while they're skating, they're all going, "Yeah, yeah,
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 yeah, dude. All right, man. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. You guys want to come to my house for Hot Pockets?"
We have to talk about the huge emo scene, though, that shows where all his emo comes from, where Vin's throwing a frisbee at him. He's like, "I hate frisbee."
Yeah.
I could have left that part out.
Why do you hate frisbee so much? Who hates frisbee? I mean, I'm not saying it's the coolest game in the entire world, but why do you hate just frisbee? His dad's like, "This is why you suck, because we adopted your brother, huh?" Christian Slater's like, "No, Dad, remember I was been bad all my life. Remember when you took me to Disneyland and I pissed on Donald Duck?" Like, "Haha, yeah, that's right, you did. You were a little fucker before then." here's a weird fun fact. The hotel where Vin died, when I went to Disneyland when I was like 6 years old, that was the hotel I stayed at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I watched it a couple weeks ago, I was like, "God, that hotel looks familiar." And then when I looked where it was and everything, that was where we had stayed, because I remember we were right there at Disneyland.
That's cool.
Yeah. I could have stayed in the room where Vin died.
You mean where he was murdered?
I do remember seeing a Vietnamese ghost, so.
Smoking on his supercomputer in the corner.
Yeah. But did you notice when they first, when the first time we see him on his PC computer, when he's hitting the keys, it's going bleep, 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 bleep. I have never had a computer that went bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop when I hit the keys.
Oh, forget about that. What about the futuristic talking Corolla? Where it was bing, your side door is ajar. But no car in 1989 did that. And
actually,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my mom, almost the exact same. That was an, I think that was an Oldsmobile, wasn't it? It was an Oldsmobile. But my mom had a Buick that looked almost exactly the same. And it did that.
It was a, it talked again earlier. What did it say? It was like, there, electrical malfunction.
When he, yeah, when, he was, when he was trying to hotwire it. Yeah.
I'm still calling shenanigans.
I mean, that was Lawndale's car. So, I mean, that's top of the line, you know? He sends guns to Vietnam. Or no, sorry, to communist, to the anti-communist China movement. So.
Oh, God.
He's got all the money.
Dude, and what about, Christian Slater, like, totally Antifa's that place. And that was, like, a serious bomb he creates. Like, he should fucking, he would have been in jail. Like, forget this commie crap.
There's, hey, there's no evidence, man. There's no evidence. No security cameras back then, you know. And the only evidence there was the Los Angeles Rams hat.
That's
and
right.
That was the girlfriend's dad's. And Lawndale stole that. He took that from the scene. So.
How crazy is it? Maybe, I don't want to jump. Well, I'm going to jump to the end where Slater is recovering and he's like, so your dad? And she's like, yeah, my dad's dead. You pretty much got my dad dead or dad killed. And, but you know, you're an American boy and we're going to stay. And I'm Vin Sloppy Seconds, but I'm open to it.
It is what it is.
He is responsible for her dad's death. Yep. And it's just cool. It's like, whatever.
So she lost her boyfriend and her dad, and she's like, yep, dude, Zach Morris is mine now.
I mean, I don't think he helped the situation, but Lawndale did grab his daughter and hold a gun to her head before Christian Slater broke through the window.
Yeah, I'm just saying there was a chain of events that you can trace back to Brian that would never...
See, Brian changed his look, so I believe him more than I believe the old... If this was Skater Brian, I would be totally on your side, but this wasn't Skater Brian. This was Khaki and Sweater Brian.
Clean cut, honest Brian.
Yeah, and he was wearing a helmet and knee pads, so...
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. That changes things.
Safety first. By the way, I don't know about you guys, but I used to shred on the skateboard. I would ride down this big hill in our neighborhood on my butt.
On your butt?
Yeah, I wasn't good at the skateboard, so I would just sit on it and go down the hill.
I always tried, but I... What do they call it? I'm goose footed?
Goofy.
Goofy foot? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah.
Damn goofy footers. I can't remember what that is. Either your left foot's forward or your right foot's forward. One of the two. Something stupid.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this movie's great.
My other favorite quote is when Brian tells that cop, my dog had a face like yours. I'd shave his ass and teach him to walk backwards. I'm like, man, you do that now, you get choked out.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not the best idea there.
I just love how that detective was so, like, against him for the majority of the story, and then at the very end, when he realizes he's been telling the truth the whole time, they're at Vin's grave, and he's got his arm on him. He's like, yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. And he's like, yeah. They're like best friends. We're going to go get hot dogs now. And
we're buds now.
I didn't know you had a button down.
This whole time I thought it was frosted tips and earrings. My bad. Kevin, do you have the numbers on this movie, like the budget and how much it made?
Yeah. $10 million budget. Holy and shit. Only made $2.7 million.
Oh.
What?
Yep. It Rotten Tomatoes only gets a 29% fresh, but a 69% audience score, which I think is kind of bullshit because, I mean, it's got like nostalgia like but value, but it's, I mean, especially for a movie about cool skateboarding, it's kind of boring like in the middle. Like it drags.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There should have been more skateboarding. How, like, in Footloose, there was dancing in between all the other bullshit, you know?
Like, well, does Christian Slater even skateboard in this movie? Like, is there a scene, like, he's just around other people skateboarding, right? Isn't he supposed to be a cool skateboarder?
No, he's...
He runs around and carries it and puts it in his pocket when he climbs up ladders. Yeah,
the movie, he, it, like, he... Christian Slater's character is quote-unquote skating, and then he's skating on the tarmac, and then he skates in the pool, and then he skates when he's being chased by the... by the bikes, and then he skates around.
Not like Christian Slater, though, right? Like, it's his character.
Well, that's why I said, quote-unquote,
yeah,
Christian Slater's character.
He should fucking learn how to skate.
Did you not hear? I'm an athlete, and I couldn't skate, so... You have to be, like, tall and lanky, like all those other skater kids in the movie to do it.
Yeah, they were.
By the way, the stunt double they picked for Christian Slater, it couldn't have looked any worse. It's almost like, you know, Christian Slater's like 5'3" tall. And they picked Tony Hawk or some, you know, somebody that was like tall and lanky to be his stunt double with a shitty fucking wig. It's like, that's not even close. What are you doing?
It felt like a network movie, right? Like not a in the movie theater type. It felt like something you tune into on like a Friday night after like TGIF. It was like a special. That's what it felt like. Dare I say after school?
I don't. Yeah.
Might be a little too dark for after school, but it definitely didn't have the feel of a major motion picture.
No, well, I mean, $10 million, that's even a tiny budget for back then, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought this was much earlier in the 80s. I was quite surprised it was 1989. It feels like it's earlier in the 80s than 1989.
Yeah. Yeah. Another part that got me today when I was watching it was when he gets to Vin's girlfriend's house at the end when he's got the cool skateboard and the cool pads and helmet and stuff. And he sees Lawndale or somebody, whoever it is, like loading the car or whatever he was doing. I don't fucking know what he's doing in the driveway. But then he's like, okay, I gotta sneak around back. So I'm gonna take a couple of sneaky steps and then I'm gonna slam down on my loud ass skateboard. And then, for no fucking reason, I'm gonna power slide 3 times. Which, if you've ever heard a skateboard power slide, it's fucking loud. So he's actually making as much noise as possible to try to sneak into the backyard. It was like some of those little, like, oh, we gotta put a skateboard thing in this scene. This has to be a skateboard thing. So, I know, power slide. Alright, cool. It's like, come on, people. Oh... Yeah, I remember this movie being cool when I was a kid. I don't have anything else to say about this thing.
No.
Nope. That's it.
I mean, I think we covered it all. I mean, the only cool thing that I get from watching like movies from back in those days is seeing stuff and going, oh, fuck, remember that? Like when Vin was smoking and he was putting his cigarette butts into the Minute Maid can. You remember that Minute Maid, yeah. Minute Maid orange soda?
Yeah.
That shit was good. And then when they're putting all the skateboard stickers in the airplane, which, first of
all, yeah.
Fuck you, you little brats.
Yeah.
This guy's taking you up in a Cessna and you're going to fucking slap skateboard stickers all around in it, you little shit.
Tony Hawk puts a Tony Hawk sticker? Well, guess it's going to be easy to find out who fucking did that.
Oh.
Yeah. My wife noticed Christian Slater was wearing a Robert Smith shirt that she had at one point in the movie. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. I think I'm done with this. Have you?
That's it.
I wanted it to be cooler, and it wasn't.
It was not.
So, any final thoughts on it?
No.
I just, it's not even, like, bad enough to say watch it because it's really bad. Like, it's just like a movie. Like, just forget it.
Yeah, if you want to see some, like I said, when I saw the bedroom and, you know, all that kind of stuff, that was like, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I remember the Pizza Hut trucks. I remember when Pizza Huts were actually restaurants and, you know, you could go in and sit down and they had a salad bar and. I remember that type of shit. So I mean, it's a cool movie to see. Like, oh yeah, I was a kid back then.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
But it sucked.
It's sucked. Is $2 million a lot of money back then? It's not for a movie.
No, it did really bad.
It makes you wonder how anybody even knows about the fucking movie if it only made $2 million.
We watched it on VHS a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how I saw it. It was someone had it on VHS, like, after it was released.
I'm pretty sure we took the bus to the movie theater and saw it in the movie theater. You know, back then, matinees were, like, still $2, $3, maybe, if that. Now. Back in my day, you could see a movie and get popcorn and a soda for $5. And that was after mowing lawns all week. You had to work for what you wanted back then, kids. You had to work for it. You didn't just get everything handed to you like you do today. You want it, daddy, mommy, daddy, I want it. Oh, here you go, baby. Yeah. By the way, that guy should have been a character in the movie somewhere. Hey, you damn kids, stop riding your skateboards around here.
He should have narrated it.
Yeah.
Now look at these jackasses. What are they doing?
When I was younger, I lost my brother.
Yeah, my Vietnamese brother. You know, just like every other family on the block, everybody adopted a Vietnamese kid. So we all had Vietnamese brothers and sisters. And... Yeah. All right. And so now we get to the point of judging this movie. And I'm gonna make a point to our audience. Our first couple episodes, we judged things on buttholes. How many buttholes this movie would be. And then a show came out on Apple Plus called Mythic Quest. Is that what it is? I think that's what it's called. And there's a little shithead character in the show who uses buttholes to rate video games.
Pootie Shoots,
yes. And so we were like, oh, maybe we should change it up, even though we're not going to be at the point where everybody's going to go like, hey, copyright. Hey, copyright, kid. You can't be stealing my buttholes. You know how the fat cat suits are in Hollywood. But then after doing research, Our first two episodes were out before the first episode of Mythic Quest. So if anything, we're going to go after them for stealing our buttholes. Get off my butthole. My butthole, and you can't have it. So, boys, how many buttholes do you rate this movie? Steven's first.
Out of, do we have a scale?
I think before, didn't we like stick to like 4 or 5 or, cause it's.
Oh, we've blown past that.
No rules.
And then the least amount of, the lesser amount of buttholes is better. Okay, so if we think it's shitty, we'll give it like 1 million buttholes. Okay. Steven, how many buttholes?
Well, out of 1 million, damn.
You picked the number. How many buttholes worthy do you think it is?
If it was out of 10, I would give it, I don't know, like a 5? Like, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. It just wasn't good.
Right.
So 5.
5 buttholes. Kev.
I'm kind of agreeing. I had 6 buttholes. I'll throw in 1 jerk off hand job. But it's not so bad that it's terrible. It's just like, it just exists, you know.
Yeah.
It's a waste.
Yeah. I'll go, yeah, like 5, 6. I might give it another half a butthole. Just because of the nostalgia feeling that it gave me.
Mm.
You know, I mean, like, if this movie was made today, current day, it's fucking 1 butthole. there would be no nostalgia. The acting would be fucking horrible. You know, I mean, it would just, you'd have 1 somewhat name of a kid who's, like, been on the Disney Channel. So now he gets his first shot at a real movie. And then all these other people that are just, you know, like bit actors, you know, like people that you see and shit, but you don't know who they are. But, you know, 6.5. 6.5 brown eyes. Gonna make you brown eyes. Gonna make you brown eyes. All right. All these kids are talking about buttholes on the radio. I don't... Back in my day, you didn't talk about things like that. You didn't talk about buttholes. That's sacred. Because if you talk about a butthole, you start to think about things, and you can't be thinking about things. So, yeah. All right, so I would like an average score then of 6 buttholes, maybe. Yeah,
done. Yes.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in again. Remember, you can follow us on our socials. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, what is this blank, you know, on any one of them. And if you like our shows, be sure to share and like them and all that kind of stuff. And if you got any show ideas, shoot them off to whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. And don't send us pictures of your buttholes now, okay?
Or do.
All right, everybody. Bye.